Would you pray with me? Father, would you give us the privilege of using this special day to glorify you, to shed all light upon you. What an amazing God you are. Far above anything that our human minds could ever grasp. And Father, we glorify you because of the good news, the gospel, that you, knowing the depths of our sin, took upon yourself a body. And you came into this world, and knowing every rotten, evil thing that we are, you freely went to the cross of Calvary, and there you bore in your body the guilt and penalty of our sin. You paid it all. And you give to us the amazing benefits of that work through grace alone, by faith alone, in Jesus Christ alone. We're so grateful that the gospel holds us together, dear Father. And secondly, we're so thankful that in your sovereign plan, you raised up a country boy from Macon, Mississippi, and you armed him with the gospel. And you gave him a heart for people. And Father, you brought him into our path. And he always had the time to share Jesus Christ with us. He was never too busy to share the gospel. And he always reminded us that it's not many mighty according to the world's eyes, not many strong, but you have chosen, Father, the weak things of the world. You raised up Nat Clark, and you've used him. Not because he's anything special to this world, but because he was found faithful to do your work, to always be there and be available. And Father, you have taught us it's required in stewards that a man be found faithful. In my heart, that characterizes the life and ministry of Nat Clark. Thank you for his life. Thank you for his legacy. And thank you for the message that he's about to give us. In Jesus' name, amen.